And they in particular don't want us to think about the issue of our human energy being within our own command, for lack of a better word, within us. Because I mean, the language is so contaminated with power ideology. It's, I don't know, we have to create some new words or something. So we have to address the thought, the reality that that when we recognize, when we come to accept that key ancestors are being suppressed, that it is incumbent upon us to get the word out, start discussing them. And I do believe I've identified the ones who are key for our understanding the story of class authentically and for planning our alternative to it. And which simply means that, you know, the ancestors that I laboriously share here, I hope folks take the time to share them with others and to start discussions of them, because there is a concerted effort to eliminate our access to them. They have a vision of, and it does not include the vision our ancestors like Kropotkin and Proudhon had. They have a vision, and they have a target. They use us as fuel to get there. They want us to be passive, a material they can shape and use as they see fit, as fuel simply to realize their ambition, which is, in fact, that vision of the Republic, which provides them with a sense of justice. They believe they are entitled to rule. Plato said so, because they are the ones who are the dialecticians. They are the trained and qualified philosophers. Their abuse is systematic, and it's calculated. And as Alice says, they cannot be reasoned with. And so we, the vast majority, must find means to protect our physical and spiritual existence, not just from a mindset, not just by healing from our early childhood conditioning, though we certainly do want and need to get that hidden state out of our heads. It's not going to be a simple matter. But we need means to protect ourselves from these power-lusting global statesmen. We have to defend not just our individual selves, but humanity itself. So we need strategy. We need a strategic defense from a threat that is purely and simply militaristic. You know, hidden weapons, drones in the sky, high-tech surveillance. I mean, they have a militaristic stance toward the populace. And that is not being discussed for obvious reasons. I mean, discussed publicly with the available media means. And so, as again, we're going to be, when we read Proudhon, getting a better sense of how that works, just like Jeremy Bentham said, only Proudhon breaks it down in a really exciting way, of how you control the populace by controlling the thoughts they have access to. Proudhon's going to break down the sort of the mechanism by which it works. So this is called seeing reality, the fact that there is a militaristic stance of power toward us. This is called facing the threat without those rose-colored lenses. And this is called advocating for our brothers and sisters. There is a disproportionate physical risk, the existence of our brothers and sisters in lands that are targeted for the manual labor, et cetera, or for simply broader genocidal assault is unfair. And whether it's unfair or not, Our lives, whether we physically exist or not, our souls are at risk. And as Alice Miller has been laboriously trying to point out, soul murder is murder. Soul death is death. And it is a moment where we are going to have to make some decisions about the purpose of our lives while we're here. That we cannot, now that we see the cons, let it continue. It's just our responsibility, given what we've been shown. Falls on us, folks. Once we see it, it's on us. Pure and simple. It is the global perspective that places a global threat in proper perspective. A vantage that allows us to see through power's proffered particularistic state-based, you know, because there's a hierarchy of states. And just because we slaves, we commoners, whatever you want to call what we are within a system of class, if we, just because we happen to be born in one of the states at the higher end, or at, even in the top one, they're still fighting over that top spot. That's, I guess, gives their lives meaning, that and punishing folk and pretending they're smart because they can kill whoever they want. And we won't know because it's secret. Just because we happen to be in one of the more privileged, quote unquote, states, it does not mean that we are privileged. We are not. So these state-based solutions, which with these ideas they generally lift from our more progressive, our more visionary, I should say, ancestors on the left. So we cannot accept them and see that only by standing together globally can we advocate for ourselves successfully in the face of an organized global elite determined to maintain its position, i.e., this is a threat that requires the unity of all human beings standing against it.